So if you recall, we kind of walked through the union contract, and there were some things that we saw that were very beneficial to union employees. There are a few things that we also saw that non-represented employees could benefit as well. So, for instance, certification incentives. When somebody continues their path of building their knowledge and skill and they reach a milestone in a certification that could be relevant, for instance, in a water treatment plant, water reclamation, we acknowledge that that's a benefit and that's something that could be applicable to somebody that's not in a union.